Back at the Claude C. Dunlap Fieldhouse on the campus of Eastern Oklahoma State College, where halftime score is Eastern 44 and Redlands 35. We will get to what is coming in the second half, but now we're joined by women's head basketball coach Al Davis. And coach, it was one of those close wins. You've now won 11 consecutive games, just four of them by single digits, but this was one of the closer ones you've had.
Yes, real close. Redlands is a really good team. They play hard. They won conference last year, so we knew they was going to come in and play real hard. I mean, they beat us by, I think, 20, 25 here last year, so I knew it wasn't going to be an easy win. So they was right behind us in the standings at second place. So we needed this win. It was ugly, but at the end of the day, we got stops when we needed to, made baskets when we needed to, and got the win.
And that Redlands defense that ranks first in Region 2 in points allowed per game at just under 56 held you guys to 74, well below your season average. Talk about what the Cougars defense was doing so well.
Man, they were really good at knowing where to be at on defense. They was talking. I felt like we wasn't as aggressive on offense at the beginning, being a little bit too passive. And I think that kind of gave them some energy and momentum, and they just played harder than us in the first half, I believe. So I think we came out, you know, towards the middle of the third, not the beginning, but played a little bit better in the fourth quarter, played a little bit better. But our rebounding today was not where we needed it to be. I know they out-rebounded us, so we need to do a better job at rebounding. So, I mean, it's middle of the season. I shouldn't be saying that, but, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is, but we have to get better at rebounding.
Yeah, down one at the half. They come out. They have the run to start the second half. You called a timeout to kind of gather the troops. What did you tell your team in that huddle?
Like, just play basketball. I mean, we wasn't talking on defense. We were just allowing them to get whatever they wanted to do. I felt like, you know, they was bullying us a little bit, you know, just getting wherever they wanted to get on the court. Our defense wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but they stayed together as a team like they normally do, you know, pick each other up, and we was able to bounce back and get the win.
Yeah, you were down by as many as 9 points in that second half, came back and got the win. What do you think switched for your team? What changed that allowed them to get that comeback?
I really think that they don't like losing. I mean, a lot of people say that.
Obvious at this point. They've won 11 in a row.
I mean, they sit around. Sometimes I look at them when we're in timeouts, and I kind of just, you know, I'm saying what I'm saying, but I look at them, and I think it's like, well, we're losing right now. We need to pick it up, and I think just a switch turns on. But I don't like having to do that all the time. I don't like when we have to turn the switch on late. We should turn the switch on before the game starts, and we come out strong. Now, my first quarter is just terrible all season. We just have bad first quarters and pick it up. But we need to start off games better. So we still have 7 conference games left. A lot of them are on the road. But I feel like we can, you know, turn it on at the right time and play even better. I don't think we're nowhere near where we need to be at come turning the time. So we'll be fine.
Well, they will look to make it 12 straight wins Saturday against Western Oklahoma State and try to improve to an astonishing 10-0 in league play. That is women's head basketball coach Al Davis. Coach, thanks for joining us, as always, here at the Halftime Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we look ahead to the second half. It's Eastern 44 and Redlands 35. You're listening to and watching Eastern Oklahoma State College Basketball right here on Mountaineer Radio and Mountaineer TV.